Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. My name is Allison Klein. Today, I am delighted to be joined by Howard Wu, head of the product line for HyperCloud Solutions at Ericsson. Welcome, Howard.
Thank you, Allison.
So I'm just going to get started. You were on the program once before, and we talked a little bit about this, but why don't you just introduce HyperCloud Solutions to the audience and what Ericsson is planning with these solutions in the marketplace?
So Ericsson, as most of the audience probably knows, is a traditional telecom vendor and has started in the cloud space. About last year, we started a new business unit called Business Unit Cloud and IP. And as part of that effort, we've been working very closely with Intel, driving the next generation data centers, or what we call software-defined data centers, and really coming out to the marketplace with a very unique set of product and features that specifically addresses the changing demands and the economics inside the data center today.
Everybody associates Ericsson with the core network in delivering solutions to the comm service provider industry, and this hypercloud solution delivery by Ericsson just really signals the transformation going on in the broader market. Can you talk a little bit about that?
When we take a look at our core customer base, one thing we've realized is a lot of the services that traditional telecom service providers do, their business have been shifting as well as we get into a cloud environment. So how does everything get delivered over IP, whether it's voice, messaging, or communications? And their business is changing. And of course, Ericsson, we have to shift with our customer demand as well. So when we saw that customer demand rising, we really stepped up to the plate and we said, how can we address these core concerns and inefficiencies we actually see in a lot of the data centers today? So we've basically started this new business unit and this new product line to specifically address these. And one of the key things that I think makes Ericsson a unique player in this space is that Ericsson has been building one of the world's largest distributed infrastructure. This infrastructure is built on a mobile network. But it is a traditional what we call systems company, in the meaning that it's an end-to-end engineering company. And providing those kind of solutions inside a cloud environment, if you take a look at who's actually successful in cloud today, you would argue that most of these companies, whether it's Google or Amazon, you would have to think of them as system company rather than traditional IT companies.
Enter the Ericsson HDS 8000. This is a product that we talked about earlier this year at Mobile World Congress, and you've got some new news there. Can you tell me a little bit about it?
The HDS 8000 is really Ericsson's first product into the data center space. And we work very closely with Intel on this and using the rack scale architecture and the SDIs that Intel has outlined into driving this next generation data center or server platform. And three of the things that really makes HDS 8000 unique, number one, it's the first product globally that's based on the Intel RSA roadmap. Number two, it's actually a full optical backend system. And number three, we built our own software on top, which is the software-defined part inside a software-defined data center. So once you have disaggregation on the hardware level into different hardware resource pool, how do you use software to stitch things back together? And if you are really viewing a data center as a single compute unit, and with the new Red Rock Canyon coming out, how do you manage a single core CPU to another disk that's 10, 20 racks away? When we started architecting the product, these are the problems we wanted to solve. I'm really happy to report that we've made tremendous traction in the marketplace. We've really established together with Intel as leader in this space, and we are starting to deliver into our early customers before the end of the year.
You talked about Red Rock Canyon. I think you're also using our new Broadwell DE part in this solution as well.
Yes, the Broadwell DE is a fantastic new chip that really enables us to do a lot of the microserver sleds or payload processing as a system on chip. So it's really given us the tools to really push things out on the edge, especially when you consider the applications that we use to run on that kind of hardware. So it's given us a lot of flexibility and power savings in how we want to deploy our applications.
What has been the response on the HDS 8000 in the market thus far?
The market response has been nothing less than spectacular from our end, because when we actually built the HDS 8000, everything that we did engineering-wise was to address a specific business pain point. meaning what is the inefficiency in my data center today? What are the cost economics in my data center today? Of course, doing rack scale architecture changes the economic landscape of your data center investment, but also by doing software-defined infrastructure, that changes how you do your OPEX. So by addressing both the CapEx and OPEX issue and tying those directly to engineering feature sets is what I think made the market really resonate with our key messages so far.
When you look at the HGS 8000, I know that this has been a collaboration with Intel on delivery of the solution. Can you talk a little bit about that?
The collaboration with Intel so far has been really great. We've been working with the Intel team locally here in Sweden on an almost daily basis, and we've also engaged with the Intel team out of Portland and at a very high executive level as well. Basically, from working level on up, we've had a really good and close relationship in driving both RSA and SDI forward.
Now, I know that you are using our Xeon solution for switching. Can you tell me a little bit about the solutions that you've chosen?
Red Rock Canyon, this is really the 25 gig solution coming out of Intel. And for us, one of the unique feature sets for the HGS 8000 is the full optical backplane. With the optical backplane, that actually changes how you architect your entire data center today, even down to the networking and the spine and leaf setup. So the Red Rock Canyon is a really good collaboration with our optical backplane that really enables us to drive the speed forward. And we really see at 100 gig and above, which is starting from 2015 and onwards, we really see the economic cost basis for electrical versus opticals starts to reverse itself. And these are a lot of the fundamental reasons why we chose to go a full optical interconnect.
When you look at the performance characteristics of this HGS 8000, what have you been able to deliver and why is this so critical for the use cases that you're targeting for this solution?
For a lot of our core customers, which are telecom service providers, a lot of them are pushing the convergence we know with NFV and then their traditional IT workloads. What they're really pushing for is a single common underlying infrastructure that can both deliver their telecom network functions as well as their IT functions inside. So with the HGS 8000, we really enable our customers to go into a world where they understand the economic spaces of their data center. They understand the investment level. That gives them more visibility. It gives them more automation. And the software-defined part just makes everything in terms of the operations much, much easier.
I know that we've probably sparked some interest on this podcast. Can you provide a URL where folks can find out more about the solution?
Ericsson.com/cloud.
Fantastic. Well, Howard, thank you so much for being on the program today. It's been a real pleasure. Congratulations on the success of the HGS 8000. I can't wait to hear more.
Thank you very much, Allison.
Visit ChipChat online at intel.com/chipchat. And for more information on data center technologies, visit intel.com/bigdata, intel.com/cloud, and intel.com/datacenteroptimization.